A French glaciologist has used modern technology to work out where the body of Antarctic explorer Xavier Mertz is buried. Mertz died in 1913 and was buried in the ice by fellow explorer Sir Douglas Mawson. Mertz's body has probably shifted over time. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
In November 1912, the Swiss explorer Xavier Mertz set off from Commonwealth Bay to explore eastern Antarctica with Sir Douglas Mawson and Lieutenant Belgrave Ninnis. Things began to go wrong when Ninnis fell into a crevasse and died. As well as losing their friend, Mawson and Mertz lost most of their food. They survived by eating their sledge dogs. It's thought Mertz got vitamin A poisoning from eating dog livers. In his book, The Home of the Blizzard, Sir Douglas Mawson describes Mertz's decline.
He had several more fits and then, becoming delirious, talked incoherently until midnight. Most of the time his strength returned and he struggled to climb out of the sleeping bag, keeping me very busy tucking him in again. About midnight, he appeared to doze off to sleep, and with a feeling of relief I slid down into my own bag, not to sleep, though weary enough, but to get warm again and to think matters over. After a couple of hours, having felt no movement, I stretched out my arm and found that my comrade was stiff in death.
Mertz died on the 7th of January 1913. In the morning, Mawson buried his companion on the ice sheet.
I took the body of Mertz, still toggled up in his bag outside the tent, piled snow blocks around it, and raised a rough cross made of the two discarded halves of the sledge runners.
Despite being half-dead himself, Mawson eventually made it back to Cape Denison. It's almost been 100 years since Mertz died and was buried on the glacier that's named after him. French glaciologist Benoit Legrassi has used old maps and modern data to work out where the body is now.
We've got here the map from Mawson where it's marked Mertz died. So we've got the position from Mawson, and from all the information we have gathered over years concerning the ice flow, we can estimate the trajectory of the body that will follow the ice. The ice flow is about a couple of hundred meters per year, but rapidly increases, and on the floating part is about 1,000 meters a year. So we can figure that nowadays the body, probably a lot damaged by the ice and buried deeply, is in the middle of this floating ice dome.
The news that Mertz's body has ended up halfway along the glacier has stirred the curiosity of Antarctic historian Steve Martin. Mr. Martin works at the New South Wales Library.
I think it's an exciting find. It's saddening in a way now that we know how Mertz died, but in a way we can now find some sort of point at which we can honour and respect Mertz's work and the efforts of Mertz, Ninnis and Mawson in that terrible trek in 1912.
The Mawson's Huts Foundation is restoring the huts at Commonwealth Bay where the Australian expedition was based. But Rob Easter from the foundation says there's no plan to recover Mertz's body.
I believe that Mertz should be left alone. I don't really see... It would be extremely difficult to find any remains from him. I mean, basically, it's his grave, and the story's well known. He has a place in history as a very important person. And my suggestion would be we just leave him alone and let him rest in peace.
The ice where Mertz's body is buried is 400 metres thick, so there's little hope of finding his remains. Because he's buried on a glacier, his body will eventually end up in the Southern Ocean.
Felicity Ogilvie reporting.